There's a new sparkling water beverage from the makers of Bubbly, Bubbly Burst.
It's bursting with fruit flavor, no added sugar, and all smiles.
Bubbly comes in a variety of 6 fun flavors that taste incredible. And with no added sugar and low calories, there's a lot to smile about.
I don't know about you, Matt, but it's my perfect beverage for catching up on my favorite shows with.
Yes, Lil Bowen. Bubbly Burst has antioxidant and immune support, keeping me feeling great all day long.
You deserve that. Try new Bubbly Burst.
You know that I feel like it's really important to express yourself.
I know that about you.
You got to put your true self out there, okay? And those classic Crocs, clogs, and sandals let you do just that.
Between the rainbow of colors and the Jibbitz charms, you can create a unique look. And I mean, literally, no one else will have shoes exactly like yours.
Hey, you know, it doesn't get more comfortable than Croc clogs and sandals. They're just the perfect blend of comfort and creativity.
Visit crocs.com to explore the latest styles and Jibbitz charms.
Do you want to boost the economy like Taylor Swift? Do you want to run a business empire like Rihanna? Intuit is the financial platform that helps everyday people prosper. Intuit helps you take control of your finances through products like TurboTax, Credit Karma, QuickBooks, and MailChimp. Whether you're trying to manage your money or trying to run a business, Intuit gives you the confidence to take control of your finances so you can live your best life. Intuit has helped 100 million people live their best financial lives. Visit Intuit.com, Intuit.com, to start living yours. Let's get into it.
Canva presentations might be the most visually impressive presentations you'll ever use. Start with a stunning template, use it as a springboard for your design, add images, graphics, charts, and data visualizations from the massive media library. It's easy to wow any audience with Canva presentations. Canva presentations are perfect for any deck you want to design for work. Sales decks, marketing presentations, onboarding plans, you name it. Any department can nail their presentation with Canva presentations. Perfect, record, and share a talking presentation for people to watch on their own time. You'll appear in a video as a talking head on the slide, and it's the perfect solution if you can't be present in person or if time zones are tricky. Nail your next work presentation with Canva presentations at canva.com, designed for work.
Buongiorno, mi harlotas. That's Italiano for good morning, harlots. I learned that from my gorgeous horseback riding instructor, Giacomo, who would always let me ride bareback. Now, welcome to episode 2 of The Husband Hunt. It is I, your absolutely beautiful, bosomed, gorgeous, dipped in buttercream stepmother, here to give you the step-by-step guide for finding the husband that has enough guacamole, cake, coin, cabbage, that's right, moolala, to fix your life and your face a few times. Now, if you finally screwed your head on right and are just joining us, I will be a generous bitch and briefly recap episode 1, the very important first episode, Seek, where we go over the right environments to seek your prey, such as Michelin star restaurants, cigar bars, piano lounges, galas, plastic surgery conventions, oh, the Monaco Grand Prix, and how to identify wealth, as it's more than just fancy watches and cars, it's also a healthy hairline. So assuming you've heeded all of my advice from episode 1 and ditched that tragic old life of yours that was once wrapped up in synthetic fibers and disgusting V-necks from, the Gap, and once you've stopped purchasing all of your outfits from Zara and eating all of those burrito bowls from Chipotle, we can now move on to episode 2, Pursue! After we successfully seek our prey, identifying whom's the luckiest geriatric candidate is with the deepest pockets, it's time we pursue them. Once we know who they are, we have to keep track of where they are. Pursuing is an art after all. And we are going to be implementing the, animalistic tactic known as aggressive mimicry. That's when you act as the prey's prey. When you blindside them by showing up in their environment or getting an invitation to join either way, you want them to think that they are feasting on you raw, cracking you wide open and licking you from twat to tit, when in reality you're eating them. But they'll never suspect a thing. Pursuing is primal. It's all about the way we smell, eat, drink, think. All of it matters. So we, of course, must start with what not to do. Because I know a lot of you dildo heads out there are chomping at the bit to just talk, 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 pursue, pursue, pursue after you feel you've done all of the seeking. And I can't have you destroying our chances right out the gate. Mother needs you to move out of the house ASAP. So, just how seeking must look happenstance, pursuing must too. It must always feel like an accident, or to put it more romantically, fate. When you have finally put yourself in that correct environment, it is time to make contact. And I mean official contact, such as introducing yourself and starting a proper conversation. I hope you little numbnuts know how to talk, because sometimes when you talk to stepmother, why, it sounds like your mouth is filled with marbles. Oh, and please bring Altoids along. That little crackerjack breath of yours, the stench practically permeates through my pores. So number one, do not act desperate. If anything, always act shocked. I don't care if you drove 13 hours to Sun Valley, Idaho to seek your prey in town for the Billionaire Summit. No one needs to know that you put effort into anything other than your outfit. Your seeking worked. Congratulations. And now your pursuit must begin. And this, my dear listener, is where the fun happens. And no one likes desperation. Our introductions to our prey must be as non-predatory as possible. You don't want to scare them off by acting like an aggressive cow, mooing all over the goddamn lawn, being so thirsty she's sucking down the goddamn watering hole. You want to lure them to you. Like the snake in the fucking Garden of Eden. The only good character in that book, in my opinion. Yes, that book I'm talking about, the Bible. You are the apple, the delicate little flower with no ulterior motive other than enjoying wherever it is you are. You mustn't act like you have to talk to someone. Rather, make them feel honored to be in your presence talking to you. So when they do approach, when the seeking has worked and the pursuit has begun, after you've batted your lashes or tastefully fondled that lychee in your mouth from your lychee martini, you must stay calm and collected. Once they're lured to us, you must present as the gorgeous, exotic, expensive bird you are. Number two, stop smelling cheap! You want them to take you seriously, and smelling cheap is for the mistress of the manor, and you want to be the matrona. That is once again Italian for matron. You can kiss that Paris Hilton scent you purchased in high school. Goodbye! Ta-ta to that cucumber melon body splash. Au revoir to whatever mid-market scent you're traipsing your twat around in. I don't care if Dolce & Gabbana Light Blue is technically designer and your signature fragrance. It's time we smell rich, and I mean really rich. Educate yourself on the most opulent perfumes on the market. You want to smell like a living Jackie O, not Miss Jackie Ho. I do love a pun, and wasn't that one good? And if you can't afford to go to the store and buy yourself that bottle of Byredo Mojave Ghost or something, oh, I don't know, Tom Ford Black Orchid, you can at least get yourself a fucking sample. Pheromones translate to sex, dear. Why do you think I rock your father's fucking tube socks off every single night? Do you know why? Because I smell like the oyster he wants to eat. That's right. He loves brine. Anyway, we want them to cream themselves just standing there smelling us. If you don't see a little puddle in their pants of either cum or pee, then you are not working hard enough. A little pee at least means he's close to death. Now, once we are in conversation, let them guide it. God, please stop acting like a know-it-all. I know your way around a target. But let them show you the way around their brain. It is important that you talk to them about whatever it is they want to talk about. Why, if they want to talk about their roast beef dinner not being soft enough for their fucking teeth and then gave them acid reflux and now they're switching from Prilosec to Prevacid, let them. You love pharmaceuticals, dear, especially when someone works in the industry. If they want to talk about how their ex-wife was a lifeless, unfunny cunt who never let them buy that dream yacht or go heli-skiing, indulge! An adventurous man is always good because you can always take out life insurance policies. It is important to make our prey feel safe and seen and secure, and that we are interested in everything they are. We don't want to let our little old opinions bleed through. No, no. We want to learn. And you must show them that you appreciate them. These little skin puddles, these little aging men, they really get off on being teachers. They love to act wise and mighty. And you are going to do no such thing as dumb as stopping them. Now, don't freak out. Of course, there are some people who love an opinionated gaping hole. But it's important to understand the terrain before we go plunging headfirst into what might be a shallow fucking pool. If you graduate from, say, standing at the bar or pool or lounge to sitting down and sharing a meal, do not be a picky eater. These men want to see how you're going to fit into their world. So whatever they want to shove down their little giblet suckers, you're going to, too. I don't care if you're GF, DF, whatever the fuck. It's rude to turn down caviar, sour cream, and bellinis, dear. You are not a heathen. You only eat the finest things in life. And this is always a good test. If you're unsure as to what they're packing in that bank, it's always good to order the most expensive thing or five on the menu. And when it comes time to talk about your measly little lackluster life, you don't want there to be any red flags on your end. Yep, that's right. No pets and potentially no family, as they can be a real sticks in the mud. So it might be important to put that little rotted fluff up for adoption and getting estranged. We don't want it to become logistically difficult to hop on someone's G5 down to St. Bart's now, do we? No. We, of course, put Toby up for adoption. And we no longer speak to our five siblings and our absolutely deranged parents, who we all know are coupon clippers. Oh, and finally, for what not to do, and this is very, very, very important that you listen. Do not bring friends as wing people. If you bring them, they have to be uglier and dumber than you, dear. And that is just that. And I know you think that's cruel, but I don't make the rules. You are a diamond, and everybody else is a semi-precious jewel. Or plastic, if you're smart.
When it comes to travel, we all have that happy place. Whether it's the beach, ski slopes, couples getaway, or even a visit to that best friend you haven't seen in way too long, Matt.
And Priceline wants to get you there for a happy price, so you never have to miss a trip. Now, we all know we love to vacation together. We have various happy places. We love to go to Orlando, Florida. We love to go to Las Vegas, Nevada. We love to go to a beach anywhere. We love to go to Europe. But when we have truly traveled the world globally and domestically.
My happy place is with my sister and any of those locations he just listed. And now, thanks to Priceline's VIP family feature, you can go to your happy place more often while earning deals up to 5 times faster with a group.
When one person from the squad travels, everyone gets more deals, and you can even choose your own crew. It doesn't have to be your actual family. It could be your neighbor, your roommate, your mailman, anyone. The more you travel, the more you save.
For me, I'm choosing Matt Rogers. I'm choosing producer Becca.
Yes! Maybe Hans. We're all going together, the Lost Coach family. So download the Priceline app today to save up to 60% off select hotels and go to your happy place with Priceline. You know, but one of the toughest things about decorating my apartment has been getting things framed. Finding a place that will custom frame all my beautiful art pieces that I have without breaking the bank has been close to impossible. But then I found Framebridge.
I found Framebridge too. Framebridge makes it easy to get anything framed at an affordable price. Easily order online at framebridge.com or visit a Framebridge retail store, upload a digital photo for them to print and mail your item using their free, secure, prepaid packaging. Or visit one of their 20-plus retail stores. Framebridge custom frames your piece in their studio using the highest quality materials and ships it to your door in days for free. I love going into the brick and mortar locations. I've got one here in Brooklyn and they're so sweet. They can give you inspiration for where you want to get framed. I went in and I was like, I'm going to get my Chromatica ball bracelet framed. And they helped me.
Oh my God, I'm so excited. I have so many memories I need framed and put upon the wall. And they have a curated selection of frame styles with design experts right on hand who make it fun to choose the perfect frame for you.
See why Framebridge has been trusted to frame over 2 million pieces. Visit framebridge.com or a local Framebridge store to get started and custom frame just about anything. That's framebridge.com.
Snag a Job is where America goes to hire, with the deepest talent pool in hourly hiring. With access to over 6 million active hourly workers, Snag a Job is the all-in-one solution for hiring high-quality employees who can cover all your needs. On demand, temp to hire, part-time or full-time. You name the position: warehouse worker, retail associate, grocery store clerk, fitness trainer, baker, stylist, bellhop, podcast producer. Yeah, Snag a Job's got a worker for that. With our easy-to-use platform, you're able to seamlessly post and fill available positions quickly, with a dedicated customer support team to provide all the help you need along the way. Kind of nice knowing you have a talent pool like that in your own backyard, right? Snagajob is the partner you need to keep your business running smoothly. So visit snagajob.com or text SNAG to 242424 to talk to an expert. Snagajob.com, where America goes to hire.
Bowen Yang, one of my favorite possessions that I own, I'm not kidding, is my Helix mattress. I have the Helix Midnight. I've had it now for like a little bit over 4 years, and I think about my bed all the time when I'm not in it. It's very hard to get up out of in the morning because the Helix Midnight mattress is perfect for me.
Matt Rogers, I have to agree with my sister. I love my Helix Midnight mattress as well. And sometimes I have what the kids are saying, Helix mattress rot days. Not just bed rot.
Oh my
God. It's Helix mattress rot.
See me up in the bed like 50 Lem girls.
Yes. The Helix lineup offers 20 unique mattresses, including the award-winning Lux collection, the newly released Helix Elite collection, and even a mattress made just for kids.
So how will you know? How will you know which Helix mattress works best for you and your body? Well, take the Helix Sleep Quiz and find your perfect mattress in under 2 minutes.
And your personalized mattress is shipped straight to your door free of charge. I took the Helix Sleep Quiz and I was matched with a Midnight mattress all those years ago because I wanted something that felt medium feel and because I sleep on my side and back.
Helix mattresses are delivered in a box straight to your door for free. And it's your lucky day. Helix is offering 20% off all mattress orders and 2 free pillows for our listeners. Go to helixsleep.com/Las Culturistas and use the code HELIXPARTNER20, HELIXPARTNER20. This is their best offer yet and it won't last long. With Helix, better sleep starts now.
Let me tell you a time that I did the dumb dumb thing and brought a wing woman who was not uglier and dumber than me. I brought my ex-friend, Kelly Chrysler Von Heaton, yes, of the Chrysler family, out to seek and pursue with me. Now, I knew this big kahuna I was seeking was going to be at a gala called Big Wigs for Bosses. Yes, the foundation that provides literal big wigs to bosses. Now, I bought 2 tickets with my hard-earned cash from suing a date for burning my labia. He happened to wake up and had no idea. He finger blasted me with hot sauce filled hands and, well, you know, you can always settle when someone does damage. Anyway, I thought it would be a good idea if I brought Kelly along. After all, she was rich and looked it, and therefore made me look richer. She also had an eye for some of the finer details I was blind to at the time because, of course, she grew up with a Richie Rich. For example, she turned me on to the fact that some Richie Riches wear Merrells and Casio watches. Awful baggy shorts from REI and bucket hats. Oh, they even traipse around in free promotional t-shirts one might find from a t-shirt cannon at a football game. She opened my eyes to the fact that some dirty, filthy white whales, aka trillionaires, like to live in their former skin as a way to camouflage themselves from hunters like me. But thanks to Kelly, no one could hide from us. Kelly, on the other hand, was 5'9" Princeton grad who looked like she was based off of an American Girl doll. Thick hair, green eyes, perfect little teardrop tits. Well, that night, Kelly came in and blindsided my dumbass and hunted my prey. I had finally lured Bartlett Tingle, a.k.a. Chip Tingle, the inventor of Pringle, over to the ice sculpture. The ice sculpture, which, by the way, was a huge wig. I lured him away from his date because I had done my due diligence. I had sought him, clocked him, knew exactly where he was going to be, and this was my pursuit. And after I lured him away from his date, I accidentally got my finger stuck underneath this giant wig bust. Right when he came in and started to delicately defrost my finger with his, Kelly came up from behind, and her expensive scent alone made him lose me. She was quick to point out the obvious way that I could get unstuck, which was simply by removing my hand. And he was so taken with her in that moment that I lost him. So the lesson is, never bring a hunter who can out-hunt you. It's too risky and will happen. Why, it turns out Kelly never gave a fuck about me. She used me like I used her. Except she had better tactics. She knew I was planning on going to the Big Wig Gala to find my Big Wig Pringle man himself, Chip Tingle. And once she knew I was seeking Chip Tingle, once she knew I did all of the work to seek, and she knew I was on the pursuit, why, she was just a lazy parasite and tacked herself onto me and is now living on his mansion on the Cape. Well, of course, we must talk about what to do now that we know what not. When we pursue, it's important that we are pursuing with the personality that they want to be around. Now, I know I said don't be too opinionated, but that doesn't mean don't have a point of view. Once you find out what kind of personality your Richie Rich likes, why, mimic it. It's not that hard. Just act like the person they want to see. Remember, you are embodying a creation of their dreams. When you are pursuing, it is important to act like something they have never seen before. To act like the thing they have been dreaming of. The pursuit is all about fulfilling their wishes. Why, they are finally figuring out that they could have it all, and that's right. It's with little old you. So do understand the kind of personality type your little skin sack wants to deal with. For example, the manic pixie dream girl, always the popular one for the emotionally repressed billionaires out there. They love this type. They love having you around to insert life and joie de vivre within them and also deep, horrid emotional drama. Why, it's exciting for them. They get to feel like the hero in both scenarios. They also get to feel revived and young and fresh. Perhaps take a Molly with them. Dance like, you know, a sexy little vixen in front of them and for them. Make them feel like they are the only person lucky enough in the world to be on the wild personality ride that is you. Go braless in a white t-shirt. Wear little jean shorts. Show them what it's like to be a completely emotionally reckless person without ever divulging too many of your issues. Remember, being a manic pixie dream girl means that you're there to service them. By being wild and free, you are boosting them and their value. You're making them more interesting. You're making their life more enticing. Why, you being a freak, nasty little emotional whore could make their business ventures more exciting. You could be the life of the party on a business trip in Ibiza, and that's what he wants, from you. He wants you to enhance him. Then, of course, the domineering bitch. It's always a suave Richie Rich that likes this, like a George Clooney type. They want some smarty pants lawyer to march into their life and say, "Jerry, I absolutely object." They want you to boss them around. Why, they're tired of being bosses in the boardroom. They want you to be their life boss. You march in a wide leg pinstripe pant from some gorgeous Italian designer, and you tell them how to run their life. They are not in charge when they leave the office. You are. You tell them where you're going to be having dates. You tell them where you're going to be having drinks. You tell them exactly what time you want to eat. You run that Rolodex. You run that calendar now. Oh, they don't want domineering? Why, a cute and quiet brainiac is always good for a fellow cute and quiet brainiac. Looking for a tech nerd to seek your little fangs into? Someone that you can suck up a bunch of stocks in their publicly traded tech company? Why, they always like it when you're quiet, but you bubble up with some sort of kooky factoid about physics or, ooh, math. Be sure that you can quote Aristotle and Socrates and that you've done your spark noting of Stephen Hawking's writings and, of course, Infinite Jest and, oh, maybe The Tipping Point. These little brainiacs love someone that's quiet, but then in the bedroom becomes an absolute vixen. They always love a little piss on their chest and a little shit on their floor. Never forget that. And if you need a little inspiration, it's always helpful to look up that mousy little cunt, Anna Kendrick. Now, another personality type, and the last personality type, not to get confused with the manic pixie dream girl, is the independent free spirit. This is the personality type of a Richie Rich who wants to act not needed, but also wants to fund your entire life. The manic pixie dream girl, why, they need the man. The independent free spirit, they don't need anyone. They just need you to watch them be on their massive four-wheeler in their camp at Burning Man. They want to wear goggles on their heads, and hell, maybe they even have braces. Maybe they've gone and followed fish on tour for who knows how long. The independent free spirit, why, they're covered in little tattoos, sort of markers of their past stories. Now, if you want to go full in, being the independent free spirit is an investment. It's important that you look the part, because all of these oldies, typically men that have a panache for collecting records and, of course, classic rock and love any kind of Americana, will absolutely eat an indie free spirit up. Again, all of these personality types are enhancing their life in some way. Now, do shop for the occasions. I know I say this in every episode, but it is so important when we're pursuing that you really, really nail the looks. We can always keep the tags on. Just make sure you aren't a sweaty glutton so the ink doesn't run. We want to look like we belong in whatever environment the pursuit takes us. While we're in Miami, of course we're in head-to-toe silk Versace. Skiing in Aspen, obviously a Montclair onesie with a matching chinchilla hat. Don't know how to ski? No problem. Just look like you do. Wear the goddamn boots in the lodge. Carry a fucking tennis racket. Think of this as Halloween, except you're the only trick in sight. Pursuing is simply convincing them that they need to have you around. A successful pursuit, and dear, you'll have them eating from the palm of your hand. Next thing you know, you'll be on to capture mode, but we won't cover that until episode 3. Now, since all of you little freaks seem to have peanuts for brains, please remember that pursuing is delicate. If they don't answer your call first thing in the morning, that's okay. In fact, don't even call them. Be confident enough in your pursuit that they will come running back to you. You never want to be overbearing. You never want to come off as, oh, needy. Save that for later, dear. For now, let the pursuit speak for itself. Why, you've had a great time. You've gone on great dates. You've gone on great dances. You've gone on great trips. Now it's time for stepmother to answer your question.
Snagajob is where America goes to hire, with the deepest talent pool in hourly hiring. With access to over 6 million active hourly workers, Snagajob is the all-in-one solution for hiring high-quality employees who can cover all your needs. On demand, temp to hire, part-time or full-time. You name the position: warehouse worker, retail associate, grocery store clerk, fitness trainer, baker, stylist, bellhop, podcast producer. Yeah, Snagajob's got a worker for that. With our easy-to-use platform, you're able to seamlessly post and fill available positions quickly, with a dedicated customer support team to provide all the help you need along the way. Kind of nice knowing you have a talent pool like that in your own backyard, right? Snagajob is the partner you need to keep your business running smoothly. So visit snagajob.com or text SNAG to 242424 to talk to an expert. Snagajob.com, where America goes to hire.
There's a new sparkling water beverage from the makers of Bubbly, Bubbly Burst.
Refreshing bubbles, colorful bottles, and playful smiles galore.
Bubbly comes in a variety of 6 fun flavors that taste incredible, and with no added sugar and low calories, there's a lot to smile about.
Each sip adds a burst of fun to your day.
I don't know about you, Matt, but it's my perfect beverage for catching up on all my favorite shows with.
Yes, baby girl. And the resealable bottles makes them easy to take them on the go.
Bubbly Burst has antioxidant and immune support too, keeping us feeling great all day long.
Hey, try new Bubbly Burst.
You know, Matt, every day I am looking for new ways to reach my money goals.
I know you are, Bowen, and I also know that that leaves room for little rewards and treats along the way.
Like, for instance, every day that I save, I leave room at the end of the week for a special delivery order.
With a Chime checking account, you get features like fee-free overdraft up to $200 with Spot Me, or getting paid up to 2 days early with direct deposit.
Sometimes you have an emergency and overdrafts happen. With Chime, you and your friends can spot each other by using boosts to increase your overdraft limits.
Join millions of Chime members who are working on financial progress.
Get spotted on debit card purchases and cash withdrawals.
No monthly fees or maintenance fees.
And over 60,000 fee-free ATMs.
To date, Chime has spotted members over 20 billion.
Take control of your finances and say goodbye to monthly fees.
Open your account in minutes at chime.com/culturistas. That's chime.com/culturistas. Chime. Feels like progress.
Banking services and debit card provided by the Bancorp Bank N.A. or Stride Bank N.A., members FDIC. SpotMe eligibility requirements and overdraft limits apply. Boosts are available to eligible Chime members enrolled in SpotMe and are subject to monthly limits. Terms and conditions apply. Go to chime.com/disclosures for details. Hey, Las Culturistas listeners. We're here to tell you that there's no reason to panic the next time you're searching for the perfect gift. Now you can use Gift Mode on Etsy.
Gift Mode on Etsy takes the stress out of gifting, so you can find the perfect item for anyone and any occasion.
It's easy. Just tap or click Gift Mode on your Etsy app or Etsy.com, then answer a few short questions about who you're shopping for and what they like. And Gift Mode instantly gives you curated gift ideas based on hundreds of personas.
There's a lot of pressure around gifting. I usually have a hard time thinking of gift ideas for the birthdays of loved ones in my life. And sometimes I do get super stressed trying to find that perfect thing.
Me too. But now with Gift Mode on Etsy, I can search hundreds of gifting personas and find so many incredible items. And I actually just found a custom chalk bag for the adventurer in my life who's into rock climbing.
Not me. Now it's simple to find gifts made by independent sellers for all the people in your life. So, whether you need a housewarming gift for the new homeowner in your life or a birthday present for the pickleballer in your life, Gift Mode has you covered.
I'm not the pickleballer. Need to find the perfect gift? Don't panic. Try Gift Mode on Etsy now.
Hi, stepmom. So, my now ex-boyfriend broke up with me, saying that I was too mentally stable for him and that he cannot fix me and therefore he cannot love me, which is super toxic, but I'm still sad. So give me some advice. I want to know how I can get over this. I am already spending millions, but I need something stronger than that.
Well, for starters, dear listener, thank you so much for calling. And Stepmommy is proud of you for spending millions. I would advise for you to go and spend billions. Of course, not of your own money, but of somebody else's. It's quite a thrill. Now, some people are born perfect, and you do sound like you join me in the ranks as one of them. As it pertains to your rather deranged ex, I would suggest sending him a Lego set, something very complicated to build, as it appears that he needs something to transfix his time with and focus on fiddling with something else like plastic rather than your perfect brain. Now, there's nothing that a little trip and dip into the Aegean didn't fix for dear mummy, so I would advise you to take a trip on a yacht and completely escape. Avoid reality when things get tough. Say no, not for me. You're too good to be wasting your time on being heartbroken, dear, when there's a whole entire world of magnificence and complete idiots waiting for you to take advantage of them. So trot off now. I want to see you at Pasha in Ibiza, not pouring your tears over some loser that should be better left locked in his room doing his Legos.
Hello. So, like, I work, like, graveyard shift, and, like, the McDonald's doesn't open until 5 a.m., and my shift doesn't end until 4. Should I wait for McDonald's to open, or should I just go to sleep?
Wow, what a stunning question. Thank you for calling in. Now, let me teach you a little tip. It's called Postmates. That's right. You don't wait for anything in this life. If there's one thing that I've taught you, you need to completely spoil yourself rotten. So the second you get off work, you run your ass home and you get into your most coziest, gorgeous, 100% silk pajamas, into your frette sheets, and you simply open up your phone and order McDonald's and pay someone else to bring it to you. There will be no waiting in the world of stepmother, and I don't want you to start waiting as well. So no, don't wait. Have someone bring it to you.
Hey, stepmom. So my dilemma is that I'm dating someone amazing. We're in a great relationship. Things are going super well. Very mature. We communicate better than I've ever communicated with anyone in my life. There's a lot of trust and respect there. He's a wonderful person, and I have no reason to believe that anything bad is going to happen. And yet, I'm constantly thinking that something bad is going to happen. Like, the relationship is just going to unravel, or it's going to fizzle out or end really dramatically. And it's getting to the point where it's kind of like all I can think about when we're together. Like, is he having a good time? Is this the beginning of the end? Even though there's nothing in reality that leads me to think this way. So basically, I'm just really in my head acting psychotic, trying desperately not to let it affect my relationship. And I feel insane. Because there's nothing there to be worried about, really. And we talk about it all the time, and he's very comforting and lovely. There's just something in me that, like, still hasn't quite settled into the safety of this amazing relationship. So I would love your advice. Thank you so much for listening. Anything that you can share to help me just, like, calm the fuck down and enjoy this would be so great. Thanks so much. Bye, stepmom.
Well, 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 what a complicated question. For starters, snap the fuck out of it. If I were to drop an absolutely stunning ice cream sundae in front of your face, would you just sit there and watch it melt? No, you'd pick up the spoon and devour it bit by bit, enjoying every bite as it slurps down your gorgeous hole. So that's what I need you to start doing in your relationship. Stop making up these false realities, dear, that he's not having fun with you. What you need to do is wake up in the morning, stare at yourself in the mirror, and tell yourself you deserve it. Because when we feel deserving of all of the riches life has to offer, why, then we start enjoying them. So please do me a fucking favor and start enjoying it. One more little measly ounce of time in that little head of yours, and you're going to completely drive yourself up the goddamn wall. And it sounds like you already are. And there's nothing more unattractive than some stunning fellow future stepmother not fully indulging in what life has to offer. We're only here for a short time now, darling, and I would hate to see you let it go to waste. So get your head out of your fucking ass and start living in the reality that is your cozy little cashmere cable knit of a relationship. And remember, you're in control. No one else but you.
Hi, stepmom. Kind of like fun, exciting question. So I'm in my early 20s, and because of a condition I had, I could not have penetrative sex till quite recently, and I started seeing someone, and it made me feel really comfortable and everything. And so honestly, I just started having penetrative sex. But it's all very exciting and new, and like, I just wanted to like ask your advice on like, you know, how do you keep it like spiced up in the bedroom, favorite positions, like, you know, like what should I be doing and all that jazz? Because I feel like you just know sexy time 100%. Yeah, thank you so much for taking the time to listen to this. Bye.
Congratulations on finally being able to get penetrated. That is so exciting for you, and stepmother is proud. Now, what I would suggest is figuring out what gets you off. I mean, completely off. I mean, to the point that you're squirting all over your room, the ceiling is soaking wet. Dildos, ding-dongs, ding-lings, vibrators, anal beads, anal plugs, anything you can stick in, stick out that you can clean, my dear, you should try it. I highly suggest investing in a sex toy or 30 and figuring out what it is that will make you skyrocket to the moon and back, so that once you have a partner that you want to prowl around the sheets with, you can absolutely blow your mind. We don't know what we want until we figured it out for ourselves, so I suggest taking a deep dive into your clitoris and figuring out what exactly it is she wants, how she likes to be touched. And then once you're fully introduced to her, you can successfully introduce her to someone else. Now, in terms of stepmother dearest favorite positions, I do love a classic face down, ass up, doggy style. Call me a purebred Doberman, honey, because mother needs her back blown out. And that is what I will get. I like to be plowed so hard, doggy, that my knees crack. Another classic position that I highly suggest is, of course, reverse cowgirl. This is always fun, too, if you have a vintage Versace chap to wear or potentially a gorgeous Chanel Western Collection hat. Now, I would advise, these positions do require some power, so please go to the Pilates class I signed you up for. Enough dilly-dallying and start getting that core in check. What a stunning episode that was. Thank you so much for all of your questions, for writing in, and for listening to your stepmother. Now, I hope that you will be joining us next week for episode 3, as it is very important to the success of your future life. Now, will you please run to the store? Your father's balls are engorged from exploding too much in my mouth, and I need to pick up his medication to relieve his prostate. Ta-ta!
There's a new sparkling water beverage from the makers of Bubbly, Bubbly Burst.
It's bursting with fruit flavor, no added sugar, and all smiles.
Bubbly comes in a variety of 6 fun flavors that taste incredible. And with no added sugar and low calories, there's a lot to smile about.
I don't know about you, Matt, but it's my perfect beverage for catching up on my favorite shows with.
Yes, Lil Bowen. Bubbly Burst has antioxidant and immune support, keeping me feeling great all day long.
You deserve that. Try new Bubbly Burst.
You know that I feel like it's really important to express yourself.
I know that about you.
You got to put your true self out there, okay? And those classic Crocs, clogs, and sandals let you do just that.
Between the rainbow of colors and the gibbet's charms, you can create a unique look. And I mean, literally, no one else will have shoes exactly like yours.
Hey, you know, it doesn't get more comfortable than Croc clogs and sandals. They're just the perfect blend of comfort and creativity.
Visit crocs.com to explore the latest styles and gibbets charms.
When the music of Celine Dion makes sweet Canadian love with the Oscar-winning film Titanic, you get Titanic, a campy, unhinged, chaotic night out.
Find out what really happened to Jack and Rose on that fateful night from Celine Dion's totally real and historically accurate perspective.
Some say Titanic is the best gay nightclub in the city, and those people are me.
And me. So set sail with this kooky, crazy off-Broadway hit and get tickets today at TitanicMusical.com.
Get tickets today at TitanicMusical.com.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health, with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.